I'm Orchid Seer and this is your Agri News. The National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union has ended its strike at the Agricultural Research Council. The strike came to an end after both parties signed a wage settlement agreement on Wednesday. Both parties agreed to an adjustment of 6% backdated with effect from April 1st this year. The duration of the agreement is a single term from April 1st until March 31st, 2018. Part of the agreement is that the ARC will pay the increase together with the back pay on and before the August the 15th. Nehawu spokesperson Kaya Kaba says, however, that there are some outstanding matters that need to be addressed.
The outstanding issues would be the issue of financial mismanagement that we want to be investigated. And the ARC has agreed and committed itself that it will investigate the issue of financial mismanagement. Because if it's not investigated, it has the potential of ensuring that workers don't get the 6% that was just won. And that it, at the end, of course, there will be a retrenchment.
The ostrich industry says it's been relying on the export of processed meat after outbreaks of bird flu in the country. The exports of South African poultry has been suspended after infections of the highly pathogenic avian influenza was found on four poultry and egg-laying farms in Mpumalanga and Gauteng. According to the South African Ostrich Business Chamber's Piet Klein, heat-treated meat is free from the virus.
Fortunately, after the disaster of 2011, started to produce a heat-treated product or different products that are allowed to be exported at the moment to the EU, for instance. And we're relying on that, but it's not as profitable as the export of fresh meat, and that impacts on the industry, on the processors and on the producers.
And wheat prices are ending the week on a positive note with an uptick of 3%, while all other commodities have decreased by the same percentage. Soybean, which is mostly produced in the northwest, took the biggest knock, selling at 4% less than the previous week. According to AgBiz's Wandile Sihlobo, these mixed results are caused by various factors, including persistently dry weather conditions.
While most of the other commodities are pretty much under pressure, you're looking at maize, you're looking at soybeans, sunflowers and stuff when you compare to what happened last week. What caused that is really a combination of factors. You have the currency this week has pretty much strengthened by 3% compared to what it was in the last year, and that's adding a bearish pressure to the commodities. You have a bit of a selling pressure as deliveries start to come to the silos. That induced a bit of a selling pressure.
And this was your Agri News, only on OFM.